The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Olive Branch Pet Hospital, and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare. Circle so we close our eyes, let the moment take us while we hold. Until I, tomorrow never know, so let's live for tonight, for tonight. Hands up, screaming. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Super excited this morning to have a new guest on the show that we hope will be with us for a while. We have our friends from the Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare. So that's quite a long name. And with us is the owner and veterinarian in charge, Dr. Mark Sprayberry. So it's great to have you here. I'm super excited to hear all about your services and what you do. I'm hearing nothing but great things about you.
Well, good morning, Meg. It's good to be here, and thank you.
Yes. So I think, first of all, talk about the Olive Branch, I'm going to get it, saying it right, Olive Branch Pet Hospital, how long you've been here, a little bit about you, Dr. Mark, or you go by Dr. Mark? Or
yeah, that's fine.
And we'll get everyone to kind of get to know you.
Okay, well, to start about me, I was raised around Tupelo, Mississippi, went to Ole Miss and got a degree in pharmacy and practiced for a period of time, and then realized that wasn't really my focus, and I'd always wanted to be a veterinarian, and so I moved to Florida and went to the University of Florida Veterinary School, graduated in 95, been practicing 30 years.
Wow, okay.
Coming up in May, believe it or not, I can hardly believe it. So bought this practice, practiced in Orlando for a while, did mm-hmm. a specialty internship for about a year, and then I bought this practice in February 28th, 2002, and it was on Olive Road. It was started by a couple of gentlemen. They had two practices. One was started in 1961. This practice was started 10 years later in 1971.
Wow.
And I bought it in 2002 and have been here for 23 years. My current location is at 4220 North Davis Highway across from Bailey's Farmers Market.
Oh, I know exactly where you are. Okay.
Yeah. And we love Pensacola. It's been a great, great town. We have a wonderful clinic, have a wonderful staff that have been with me for a long, long time. The clinic is full service. I tend to do, at this point in my life, you know, I tell people I just want to, you know, pet puppies and kittens and kiss old ladies, but I do a lot of, see a lot of difficult cases. I do get referrals from other people wanting second opinions, which mm-hmm. I think is always a good idea, especially in serious issues. So we are there Monday through Friday. After all these years, I've decided I don't see patients on Saturday and Sunday unless it's an emergency or a very good client who's having an issue. Most of my clients have my cell number, mm-hmm. so that can be a good and
not so good. Right.
And then my boarding facility is the Play and Stay boarding. We do all sizes, all dogs. We tend to see dogs that have behavioral problems, people that don't want to board them, we tend to see mm-hmm. and keep them because we have a special group of ladies back there that can then play and handle them. And then there's a daycare as well, and the daycare is Monday through Friday. And that is to, you know, for pets that are a lot of emotional issues a lot. I mean, it's basically a psych ward with my own pets going there.
Aww. Yes. So I'm thinking for somebody that works, so they don't want to leave their pet alone yeah. all day either. So,
well, they don't want their house destroyed when they get home. Is the main
right.
The curtains don't. Yeah.
Yes, I understand that.
So we have a, you know, a large, it's 4.2 acres.
Wow.
So there's a lot of space there to run around and play. We have an obstacle course.
Oh, neat.
We put them with friends. Initially, when somebody comes in, we'll put them with other pets that we know that get along with everybody, mm-hmm. like the staff's pets, my pets.
Right.
And then they will, as they make other friends, you know, large dogs especially, they get to play with their friends. And it's amazing. The owners will get out of the car and the dogs don't even need a leash. They'll just hop out and run inside. And what happens is when they come to pick up at the end of the day, they don't want to go home.
Oh,
Oh, that's awesome. That says a lot.
It is
that
funny.
Says a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's really.
Sorry,
it's,
Mom and Dad. I'm busy right now.
Exactly,
come back later.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll see you on Friday.
Yeah, that's right. That's great. I love that.
So that's basically that's basically the short version. And like I say, I've been here 23 years.
My goodness, that's awesome. Well, and you're here with a friend. Ann is here with us this morning. And Ann said, well, I'm just here. I'm just here. She said, Ann Sharpstein, is that
yes,
right?
Yes.
So welcome, Ann. Now, he's your veterinarian. Yes.
Okay. Yes,
so actually, let's do a little testimonial here about his services.
Yes. Actually, Mary Hoxing, the owner of ADX Communications, I was, my dog had a torn ACL.
Oh.
And she said, you know what? You really need to get a second opinion, and I know where you need to go. You need to talk to Dr. Sprayberry. So that's, and now he's our
so
vet.
You switched vets at
that
point. Good good for you. Well, that's good to know. And as far as veterinary services go, we talked a lot about dogs. Do you take care of other animals as well? What is your primary focus?
My main focus is dog and cats.
Dogs and cats, okay.
Yeah, I feel like to be really good at something, you need to focus on a certain thing. And, you know, I love birds. I love all the little creepy crawly creatures.
Iguanas and
snakes and all. However, you know, I don't do cows, horses, and those creatures.
Well, yeah, we just want to clarify.
Correct.
We got people listening from all over, so yep. Northwest Florida. So you just want to clarify what you do.
Let me tell you, we've got great veterinarians in this town that handle those kind of creatures, and they're really good at it. And to be really good at it, you've got to do mainly that.
Mm-hmm.
And
of course.
So people need to reach out to their veterinarians. We got a great group of people here.
That's great. So then you obviously help with preventative care and shots and things like that. What about spay and neutering, microchipping, vaccinations, all of that? Okay.
We do all of that. And I do a lot of advanced surgery. I am not a specialist.
Mm-hmm.
I did spend an extra year doing surgery. But over 30 years, I've done between 25 and 30,000 surgeries.
Oh, my goodness.
And a lot of that spays and neuters, but a lot of, I do some orthopedics, a lot of cancer. I see a lot of cancer, Meg. I mean, a lot.
That's what my little dog, we were just talking about that before we went on the air. He passed from cancer, which was such a shock to me. I wasn't expecting that.
What's the number one killer of pets in this country?
Really? What do you think? Do you have a theory about that?
A lot of people think it's the food. I think a lot of it's genetics.
Huh.
I think the vote is out on that. I don't know, but I do see it, and I'm seeing it in younger pets too.
Interesting.
I treat a lot of physicians' pets, and they have said that they're seeing it in younger people as well.
Well, that's not good.
No, it isn't.
That's not good at all. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So with the surgeries, then a lot of the surgeries that you do, would it be like more emergency surgeries, or you're saying sometimes with the cancer, removing a tumor or something like that?
It's mainly that. I do everything. I don't do neurosurgery or do anything necessarily in the chest cavity.
Mm-hmm.
There is a couple of surgeons in town who are veterinarians who are board certified specialists that I will refer to that. And I do ACLs and I do some hips things.
Mm-hmm.
As far as really complicated broken bones and different things, I'll usually send that to a veterinarian in town who's an orthopedic surgeon. His name is Ron Montgomery. He is a retired orthopedic professor at Auburn University. He was chief of orthopedics for years and years. And Ron is just fantastic.
Oh, that's so good that you have those connections, because that makes a difference.
Yes, it does.
So one of the questions that just came in on our text line is asking about when you have a dog, does it make sense to do an annual physical, semi-annual? What are some of the things you can do preventatively?
Well, that's a very good question. At my hospital, we tend to do annual visits, but a semi-annual.
Mm-hmm.
The annual visit usually is all their shots that they need, heartworm, any blood work they may need, stool check for parasites. And then the semi-annual, we tend to do, we do a stool check and we do a Bordetella again. There's a lot of different opinions on this. Different veterinarians have different reasons for maybe doing part that, you know, the vaccines, they don't do them every year. They do less. And that's one of their things that they can and they promote and whatnot. But in my hospital, I tend to do the vaccines yearly, and then twice a year I do Bordetellas. Bordetellas, the independent research says it works. It only lasts about 4 to 6 months. And with the large boarding facility I have, we've never had a problem there, and I don't want a problem.
That's right. You know That's very smart. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Very smart. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel this morning. And we have Dr. Sprayberry here, who is with Olive Branch Pet Hospital. And so we're super excited to have him here. This is our first time on the show. So welcome, welcome. And we're already getting questions. So I've got a question for you.
Oh,
it says, my dog is diagnosed with lung cancer. Is there a treatment? My dog is 13.
Okay. Well, what kind of dog is it?
The person did not say what type of dog.
Okay. Well, lung cancer is many times lung cancer comes from an abdominal tumor which has spread to the lung.
Mm-hmm.
The lung is what I call the catcher's mitt of cancer. The first thing that would need to be done if they wanted to pursue this would to be go to a surgical specialist who can biopsy the tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's risk in that. And once you get the diagnosis, can that part of the lung be removed? Is it spread anywhere else? There is a immunotherapy called Torigen that we do at my office for tumors that I cannot resect totally, that may leave what we call a dirty margin or part of the cells left. And what they do is we send the tumor into this company and they turn it into a vaccine. And then you give 3 vaccines, 1 a week for 3 weeks. And what happens is your immune system starts killing the tumor.
Ah, okay.
So that's an option there. A 13-year-old dog, I would be very concerned about the, would it survive the surgery?
Quality of life.
Yeah, correct. And exactly. And would it survive the surgery? I mean, mm-hmm. It may not. That's a very, I call the lungs and that area no man's land.
Right.
Because that's a very, very difficult place to operate. So that would require a surgical specialist.
Okay. That makes sense. Well, thank you so much for sending that question in.
Yes.
If you have a question for Dr. Sprayberry, all you have to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. He is with Olive Branch Pet Hospital and obviously knows quite a bit about dogs and cats. So in terms of cats, same thing. Do they need to come in once a year? I don't know a thing about cats. I've never had a cat in my life, but I've had dogs my whole life. So I need to be fair to all my friends who were cat lovers.
Well, I would like to have a shout out to Kizzy, my girl Kizzy, who
Aww.
Is Mary's Hoxine's kitty. She's a very special little girl.
Is that
girl.
The one in the picture? There's a picture that I have of you holding up a big cat.
No, Kizzy would probably not let me do that.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Mary.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about with cats.
Well, we love her, and she's a great kitty. The thing about kitties, Meg, is when kitties are great healers. Now, let me just say this. Dogs are more like us humans. Cats are from another planet, okay, basically.
Okay.
There's a great veterinarian out there named Susan Little, who is well-known in the vet my world as top-notch kitty veterinarian. And in fact, it's kind of funny. She always says that she's one short of being the crazy cat lady. She has 4 cats. If you get up to 5,
yes.
then you got the crazy cat.
Well, I have a dear friend who has about 13 okay. or 14. Some in the house, some out of the house. I mean,
it may be in that category.
Yes.
But cats, when they get sick, they heal wonderfully.
Mm-hmm.
However, when they get cancers, that is a very bad thing.
Mm.
Okay. And it's hard, unless you can get the tumor off almost immediately, it's very hard to save them, too.
Okay.
Now, as far as orthopedics, this is a fun little note here. Other than the cow, they are the best orthopedic patient.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I'm thinking cat in my mind, and I just visualized a cow. You're going to have to explain a little bit further on that one.
Okay, well, yeah, I knew that was coming. So cows, if they hurt something, you just put some grain and hay in a stall, and they'll just sit there and lay there and behave themselves. With a cat, the old adage is in orthopedics when I was in school was, just throw the broken bone in the cat in a cage, and in 6 weeks it'll be healed. So with cats, if you just get the bones kind of close to each other per splint on, they do really well.
Huh, that's interesting.
So that kind of is kind of like the cow analogy, I guess.
Okay, that works. All right. Yeah.
But cats are wonderful creatures. You have to understand they are from another planet, as Susan Little would say. and they're not like dogs who just wait for you to come home. Cats, well, if you come home or not, they're okay.
Right. Well, some say they do have a little bit of attitude.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's Kizzy.
I hope Mary's listening this morning. Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, okay. Sorry, Mary.
All right. Vicky just texted into us. She says, I have 12 cats. She said, some indoors and some outdoors, and one is pregnant. This is not my choice to have this many. They came to me and keep multiplying. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's a good time to talk about spay and neutering. Because actually, isn't this, I have a show on Friday called Frisky Fridays.
Yes.
And we bring in all the different shelters, Humane Society. That. So they told me that this is kitten season. That we're coming in. So you mind me talk about that a little bit?
Sure, absolutely. It's a big problem. You know, people mean well, but sometimes life gets busy. They won't get their dog or cat fixed. And cats are what they call the induced ovulators. And what that means is if their little personal area, private areas are stimulated in any way, they'll ovulate right then.
Oh, really? So it's not a cyclical thing like
in a human.
Like a human, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And dogs get, you know, have ovulations twice a year.
Right.
Humans, it's once a month, mm-hmm. period. So.
And it's cats, it's anytime?
Basically anytime. And that's why, and they're just.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And, wow. And that explains a lot.
And their gestation's like every 62 days. In other words, in a human. Well, they say it's 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's really 10 months. You know, it's 40 weeks, but mm-hmm. 9 months. And so that's the number one thing you need to do, you know. And so, I mean, this was typical. My office is on Olive Road, and my dermatologist is up the street from me, and I was sitting there looking out the window, and in her parking lot, there were like 7 stray cats running around. So just up and down Davis along all the doctors and stuff.
Right.
There's a problem. So we have 2 or 3 that run around my office. So we catch them and we fix them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of nick their ear a little bit. So if you see them, you know.
You know.
But people do it wonderful. They're wonderful good Samaritans out there that take them in and feed them. But, you know, you really need to get them fixed and check them for AIDS and leukemia. Those are 2 diseases that are devastating and they're very, very contagious. So if you are taking in cats and doing that, please, please do not bring them into your home with your personal cats.
Okay, did not know that either.
Because
okay.
they can get those diseases,
mm-hmm.
and then your personal cat ends up, you know, dying or getting really sick or dying, and that's a big deal.
Well, that's good advice.
Spay and neuter your pets. It's just like Bob Barker on I think The Price is Right.
Yes, he used to say that every day.
For us old people, spay and neuter your pets.
He used to say that, and right now with all the different agencies that have been coming into the show, mm-hmm. We're having a crisis right now with rescues and stray animals, cats and dogs. So 100%. This is the cause.
100%.
We have to do this. Mm-hmm. We have to do this.
Yes.
Okay, we're talking this morning with Dr. Mark Sprayberry, who is with the Pensacola. He is with the Olive Branch Pet Hospital, and talking about his services. He's been here for practicing now 30 years, but at least
23 here in town, but 30 in Florida.
In Florida. Yes. And so if you have any questions, 850-437-1620. So again, if anybody just joined us, just talk a little bit more about your practice again, because we'll be getting to know you as we see you on the show again, I hope. So talk a little bit about your practice again and where you're located, those kinds of things, and what someone can do if they've just gotten a dog, a little puppy, and they've rescued it, so they get points for that. Now what?
Well,
now what?
Well, if you've adopted them through we have a lot of great pet rescues in town. I mean, they all, for the money they get, they do a great job. They really do. And they bring them in. They usually will have a veterinarian associated with them. They're vaccinated, they're spayed, they're neutered.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a turnkey pet, if you will.
Right. That makes sense.
And it's always good to establish yourself with a local veterinarian in town. There's, like I said before, we got a lot of great people here in town, and establish yourself with someone, and they will bring the puppy in, have a look, make sure there's no congenital defects. If it's spayed or neutered, that's great. That's a less cost. There's not that cost to you. And the main thing is having them vaccinated. I don't recommend taking them anywhere too often, too much, until they've had at least 2 sets of vaccines. Because going out and taking them to the dog parks and places like that, you know, they're like a little baby.
Right, of course.
You know, you don't take a newborn, you know, to a shopping mall or anything. Mm-hmm. You know, you leave Sacred Heart, one of the hospitals, you don't take them across the mall.
Right.
But, you know.
Probably not a good idea.
No.
Yeah. So they're vulnerable, basically, when they're little.
They are. They're just like a human child. Mm-hmm. And so that's the best thing to do with that. And how I'm established. I'm at 4220 North Davis across from Bailey's Farmers Market. I've been there, I think, since 2008, and we see pets by appointment only. We do take in emergency. We do have slots for emergencies. If you mention you heard me on the radio, then I've got great receptionists, Brenda and Christy, and just mention that, and we'll do our best to work you in. I have another veterinarian works with me, Dr. Stephanie Kairos. She owned two practices in Atlanta, a cat clinic, actually, the Roswell Cat Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So she is our resident expert with cats, and she's super good with them. And she's been there for 15 years.
She works okay.
Two or three, a couple days a week.
Well, that's good to
know. We both operate. In fact, we had a cat brought in this morning that I'm not sure what happened because I was running to get here.
Right.
And apparently the tail has been mangled and has to come off. So Stephanie's handling that. Thanks, Steph, for doing that.
Aww.
You know, I got a shout out to her. But we see appointments. I operate on Mondays currently, and we see appointments Tuesday through Friday.
Excellent. Okay. And is there a phone number where people can reach you?
Yeah, it's 850-477-2901.
Okay, and do you have a website too?
We do, Olive Branch Pet at olivebranchpethospital.com. I believe.
Okay.
I don't look at it that much.
Okay. Why not?
I know.
I'm wondering what you're doing.
Yeah,
no,
busy,
that's
busy.
Great. Do you have some information there too on the different services on your website,
that yes.
kind of thing? So if somebody's listening this morning wants to find out more,
yeah, we'd love to
see
you. I've got a lot of experience and I have a great staff.
Okay.
We'd love to see you.
Well, already I'm impressed because certainly you have a lot of knowledge about dogs and cats. Mm-hmm. But I also think it's pretty special that you do have this amazing daycare. Mm-hmm. This is something that we could be talk a little bit more about that too, and just in case someone just joined us and doesn't know mm-hmm. this is what you offer.
Well, we've the daycare actually, and the boarding and the daycare has been there probably a year longer than my office. The office in the front was inhabited by two physicians at the time,
mm-hmm.
and I had to let their leases run out before I could turn it into animal hospital.
Right.
So the play and stay has been there probably since 2008, 2009.
It's called play and stay?
Yeah, play and stay is the boarding. And then we have a daycare.
But it's indoors and outdoors, right?
Yes.
So that's the difference. That's what struck me.
Yeah, there's no cages there.
That's remarkable.
Mm-hmm. And the dogs get to play with everybody, you know, with the people they play with. And then they get rotated in and outside. It's air conditioned, heated. All of that,
mm-hmm.
and they have a big time. I mean, you get about 10 dogs out there romping it up. They're,
that's right.
Yeah. So the owners say, yeah, they come home, they eat their dinner and fall asleep. We love that.
That's right. They're wore out.
Exactly.
That's great.
My pets included.
And healthy for them too.
Yeah,
the socialization is important.
Very important.
And the exercise is super important.
Super, super important. I've got two Shelties myself that they need to go to the daycare more often because
right.
I may feed them a little too much
mm-hmm.
and whatnot. But it's we have a great time. The staff have a great time with them. We have kissing booth at Valentine's and,
okay.
and various little things that we do with them. So come see us. We'd love to see you. We're very personal.
Mm-hmm.
We're not about the numbers. We're about taking care of people and their pets. Because
well, it sounds like a family.
They're
family.
So yeah,
it's very important that you have the right vet.
Yeah, and after 23 years, we started that way, and that's kind of how we're just continuing. And I own my practice. It's not corporately owned. It's very there's a difference, I believe, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be there.
Okay.
And so we'd love to see you, and we'd love to do a second opinion if you need that.
Okay, been talking with Dr. Mark Sprayberry this morning with Olive Branch Pet Hospital. So we just have a few seconds here now. Again, where you're located, the best mm-hmm. number. You're mm-hmm. open Monday through Friday for appointments, essentially.
Yeah.
And
The play and stay, Meg, is open 365 days a year.
Oh, so if someone's going on vacation,
yeah,
they
7
can
days
board
a week.
Too. Okay,
yes.
Very good.
Uh-huh. And I'm at 4220 North Davis Highway, Pensacola, 850-477-2901. Come see us. We'd love to meet you and be a part of our family.